Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, we're going to read verses 3 through 6. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. I want you to notice the statement in verse number 5 that says that we shall feel no evil thing. It seems as though we live in a world that wears its feelings on their shirt sleeves. Everyone's looking for a reason to get offended or to have hurt feelings. This is especially true when it comes to children. God help us if we hurt a child's feeling in today's society. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. So now the government wants us to just use any bathroom that you think that you should be able to use. We have a government that says that we don't want people's feelings hurt because somebody makes more money than them. So let's give people money from people who make money who don't do anything to earn the money. We don't want to hurt criminals who rob and rape and steal and run from the police. So we have to understand why they do those things and even kill police officers. We don't want children to get hurt feelings because they lose a ball game. So now in many places, children's sports don't even keep score. There's no such thing as a winner or a loser, and everybody gets a trophy at the end of the season. You know, used to be that you passed or failed in school. Now, we don't want to offend a child because he may have gotten a bad grade. So we'll just use a new system, and then we'll pass them all along. Now, we are graduating people who cannot read and write. Matter of fact, the National Educators Association said letter grades are from a less enlightened age and are harmful. What a tragedy. You know, children used to run and play at recess. I remember as a child, we played cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, dodgeball, you name it. Now, none of these are politically correct, and if you use your finger as a gun, you'll get expelled from school. And like, sure is a good thing that it wasn't that way in my day, because I'd have never gone to school. You see, it used to be that the teacher or the principal paddled disobedient children. And when you got home, mom and dad did it again. Now, students ambush and beat their teachers near half to death, sending them to the hospital, but that's the teacher's fault for enforcing rules. It seems as though, if you're a Christian, we have to tolerate all the hatred and the sin and the vile living and the evil and the immorality because we're biased. A peaceful religion is now one that's declared jihad on any infidel who does not accept the teachings of Allah. But Christianity is a brutal, violent-based, and intolerant religion. Americans used to have thick skin. Now, Americans have skin thinner than tissue paper. The Bible makes it clear here that if we're doing that which is right, we will feel no evil thing. Child of God, can I tell you something? We should not walk around this world with our heads down, mumbling and grumbling and pouting like somebody with their feelings hurt. We have to live in a world that wants to blame everybody else for their pain, and yet we need to look in the mirror and realize we do it. We blame guns for violence, and alcohol and drugs are a sickness. We want no morality and blame strict parents for it. We want to protect dogs and cats and birds, but we can murder babies in the womb, and that's called a mother's choice. You see, we the people are the problem. It's time for us to get thicker skin. It's time for Christians to stand for right and not pout about it. It's time for us to decide that we're going to do that which is right, and we're not going to feel bad for doing it. Let me give you a couple thoughts today. Number one, all humans are sinners, and it should not surprise us when sinners sin. Romans 3:10 and 3:23, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. May I say something? All humans are sinners. Saved people are sinners. Lost people are sinners. Maybe this will be a shock to you, but did you know that sinners sin? Did you know that leaders sin as well as followers sin? Let's not excuse our sin, but let's not get our feelings hurt when another sinner sins. Sin is not always evil, but evil is always worse. Evil is a planned, premeditated destruction of somebody. But sin is a transgression. We should not get our feelings hurt because another sinner sins. Us getting our feelings hurt over a sinner sinning is just as much sin as that which caused us to get our feelings hurt. Bible says in Psalm 119, 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Maybe we ought to allow everybody to be a sinner. Number two, reading and obeying God's word will give you thicker skin. Did you know that reading your Bible every day takes character? You ought to have a set time every day. You ought to have a set place every day. You ought to make sure that there's no interruptions like the phone or the television or the radio as you read the Bible. This takes character, which in turn gives you thick skin. Character builds a callus that will harden you to opposition. I'm not saying that we ought to be hard to God, but a man that works his hands gets calluses. The same is true with our character. We don't need young people with calloused fingertips from texting or playing video games. They need calloused hands from hard work and sweat and character. You know, maybe if we would get more of the Word of God in us, we would be less offended. Number three, thick skin prevents bitterness. It does not create bitterness. The nasty cold winds of evil are going to come, and thick skin will cause you to be able to handle it. You cannot stop evil from coming, but you can insulate and protect yourself by being ready with the Word of God and good character and realizing it's going to come. It's kind of like winter. We all know it's there. We all know it's coming. But the wise person gets the house ready, gets the clothing ready, and everything else. Let's have thick enough skin to stand for right and truth. Let's not let sin and evil cause us to pout like babies. I'm not saying that we need to be mean or rude, but we need to have thick enough skin to take what comes our way. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.